The downside is, again, maybe a little bit of awkwardness. Maybe, you know, it's, you know, who is this person? Maybe, you know, it's stuff more on your side. But the upside, that possibility of making that connection, getting in touch with someone new that could potentially change your life, huge upside.
Welcome to the Path to Passive podcast, where we talk about building wealth and empowering lifestyle through commercial real estate investing for tech professionals. I always wish that other tech professionals reaching financial freedom had documented their journey along the way, so I'm doing it for the rest of us. Join as we explore stories, many failures, and lessons learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe.
Have you heard about this concept called asymmetric risk return? Have you ever asked yourself or been in a situation and asked yourself, what is the worst that could happen when thinking about a given course of action? Most people are okay to invest in things that are lower return on investment, maybe getting 10% or 20% back on their money they invest. So for every dollar they invest, that means they'll only be getting 10% or 20 cents back, as an example. And so where does asymmetric returns fit in? Asymmetric risk return fit in? So in this episode, we're going to be talking about asymmetric returns. I will talk to you about how you can be using asymmetric risk return mental framework for the purpose of investing, and also some quick examples as well on where you can be using this framework in other areas too, business, etc. So welcome to the episode of Path to Passive Real Estate Investing for Tech Professionals. I'm your host, Stephen Rita. And as usual, in each episode, we'll be bringing you real estate topics and conversations and investing topics here too. So I'm on this path as well of learning as much as possible. And I want to document this process and be a guide along the way for the rest of us. So let's get into today's show, asymmetric risk returns, asymmetric returns. Now, I first heard this concept, I think it was from a Tony Robbins conference. Been to quite a few of them at this point. You know, I wanted to see what the best was doing. And I've been to a lot of different conferences, but I think I got this topic from it was probably either Tony Robbins or it was at a Wealth Mastery event. It might have been Keith Cunningham from one of his books or possibly even Jeff Bezos. Just to shout out, if you don't know Keith Cunningham, I highly recommend checking his books out. He's got Keys to the Vault. He's got Road Less Stupid. That's a really good one. And you know, for those that are interested in applying the ideas around, especially us that are in tech, applying the ideas about operational excellence that we know of in a business perspective, like across the business, that's a really good listen to, especially. It's kind of funny to hear Keith talk about everything in his, you know, very Texas accent as well too. But anyway, why is this such a big idea? A big deal to talk about, right? So, well, let's start off with a question here. Do we really want everything to be symmetrical? We're talking about asymmetric, we're talking symmetrical. And you know, I'm not talking about just the interior design or your wall patterns that might trigger OCD a little bit, but we're talking about risk and reward specifically around investments for the purposes of right now. So if you're investing and you have symmetrical risk and reward, then that would mean that you would be able to earn or gain the same amount that you put in, meaning you'd be able to get back the exact amount that you would put in. It's symmetrical, right? So if I put in a dollar, I would only expect to gain a dollar, but I could potentially lose that entire dollar as well. And that's what symmetrical returns means. So here on the risk reward ratio, I'm putting up 100% to get 100% back, potentially. Again, it's not guaranteed that I get that 100, but I'm putting everything I have up at stake to hopefully get that same amount. Because no investment is guaranteed, right? There's no possible way. And so while it might sound pretty good on the very extreme end of that, you know, I put in that whole dollar and get a dollar back, that sounds like I'm doubling it. But if I put in a dollar and I only get 50 cents back, sure, that's 50%. And that might sound pretty good, but what if we could do better, right? And this is where the second point in consideration is opportunity cost, right? Well, think about it here. Isn't it true that if you're going to do anything, that you want to get your highest return on your efforts, highest return on investment, ROE efforts, ROI return on investment? And since here at this podcast, we're talking about real estate, we're talking about different income streams and building more income streams, we can take this frame of investing first too. And so if we're thinking about highest ROE, return on effort, you know, highest ROI, return on investing, we have to be thinking about what it's like to, if we have five options in front of us, you know, one gets 10% back, 20%, 50, and maybe even how about 5x multiple back? Well, then it becomes very obvious which ones that we should go after. So I've sort of alluded to it so far, but asymmetric returns. Let's talk about this, risk and reward. So I gave you that example of putting a dollar in and only getting that dollar back. But what if we could do better? So when we're referring to asymmetric risk return, we're really describing an example like this, that if I put in a dollar and if I made five, what if I made five back by putting in that dollar? That's a 1-to-5 ratio. So I could still lose that $1 that I put in and risk that dollar. I could gain $5 back, a much higher return for that risk of a dollar that I put in. Now, here's other things to consider that you don't have to be right all the time. We don't have to be right all the time as an example. It's very hard to be right all the time, in fact. But how many times, you know, there's the thing here that if we're, as an example with that 1-to-5 ratio, that I could be wrong four times, right? I could be wrong four times. If my odds are 1-to-5, you know, I could be wrong four times, be right once, and still get five back. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I could, if I have a 1-to-5 ratio for every dollar, you know, I put in, maybe I hit it and I get five back, then let's say I lose everything on the first four times, but I get it right on that fifth time, I still get $5 back. And who's to say that for the other times, I'm not getting a 1-to-3 ratio or a 1-to-4, but still much higher than that symmetrical, put that dollar up and get that dollar back as an example. So that's what we're referring to. So how can you be using this? And, you know, how do you use this? So I talked about, you know, some of the different people, Tony Robbins, Keith Cunningham, Jeff Bezos as an example. And there's other thought leaders too, other great entrepreneurs, investors, what have you, that really start talking about these mental frameworks of asking good questions. And that's the same thing here too. One of the things I've learned is to ask great questions, take time, that thinking time to do so. And also, if you've been following me along with my content, you know that I'm a big believer in narrowing down your investment criteria and in getting really clear as much as possible about what your buy box is or what investments you can look at quickly and decide that you should analyze and look at further, or just look at some and be able to quickly pass and discard on those because they're not for you. And so using the mental model of the asymmetric returns, with the power of questions, we can go to things such as this. You know, we can be asking for our buy box, our criteria, we can be asking, is this investment an opportunity where I could be doubling, tripling, quadrupling, making 5x the returns or even 10x or greater for based on what I put into that deal for every dollar that I put in? On the other side, what is it that I stand to lose? Right? We're talking about the power of questions. So, you know, what can we stand to gain? Other side, what can we stand to lose? Third, what is the probability of that upside? How certain is it that those returns are possible if I'm looking for that 1-to-5 as an example? And based on what I figured out, you know, can I live with that upside probability? Can I live with the downside of potentially losing it all, right? The key thing here to consider is that if you have the opportunity investment vehicles, right, or that investment possibilities of that 1-to-5, 1-to-50x, or 1-to-100x of possibilities, is that a good bet to make? And if it is, then think about this. If you play 10 investments, right? If you make those investments at that risk return profile, then again, if you just hit one of those, then you would still have an incredibly good upside. So that's the point to take away from here, is that you can play it multiple times. You can make multiple investments. And if you get those with that return, that asymmetric return probability, that ratio, then you're still can invest multiple times. And if you hit, then you're going to be getting a lot more back. But again, just like I called out at the very beginning at 1-5, is that maybe you do a 1-3. Maybe you target for that. You have a pretty good certainty of doing a 1-10, but maybe you do a 1-6 and a 1-7. But those are still much better odds as an example. And so quick ideas of other return examples or areas is that, you know, there's other places around us. It could be as simple as, you know, investing in stock market in certain investments. And this is where you have to come in and you have to vet. Of course, all of the stocks and all the opportunities are risky if you don't have the education for it. It could also be that it's a real estate deal, you know, as an active investor, potentially a passive investor as well. Is it buying into a business where you put in some money and you have maybe an active partner who's going to do work, but if you put in 10 or 20, 30 grand, is it possible that in, you know, 2, 3, or 4 years, that money has 10, 20, 30x'd as an example? And then maybe let's talk about some quick ones where it's not as business focused here. But what about the asymmetric risk return of sending a cold email to a potential contact that could change your life? The downside is, well, maybe you get a little embarrassment, or maybe it never gets seen. But if you're feeling weird or awkward about sending that email, the downside is, again, maybe a little bit of awkwardness. Maybe, you know, it's, you know, who is this person? Maybe, you know, it's stuff more on your side. But the upside, that possibility of making that connection, getting in touch with someone new that could potentially change your life, huge upside. So even that as an opportunity. Other places, such as approaching people where you might feel like a fool and, you know, who are you qualified to do this or that or the other, but could give you an opportunity to make some new connections that could be fantastic for you. All of these situations offer, you know, an opportunity for you to have that, well, what's the worst that could happen? But also, what's the best that could happen? And seeing what that probability is and the certainty of that happening too. So by simply looking at what the worst can happen, as well as the possible upside, you can start using this as a mental model in multiple different situations. Then from here, you just gotta go take action. So what did we cover today? Quick recap. We talked about asymmetric risk rewards. We talked about the upside, the opportunity of asking your questions of, you know, what is the downside, or how could we mitigate the downside even more? How could we improve the probability of having a much higher upside as well? And how can you be using asymmetric risk returns as a mental framework? We talked about asking great questions, starting with, you know, multiples of upside, protecting downside, and so forth. And then third, we just talked about some very some business areas, like for investing, as well as even some, I don't know, we'll call it relationship aspects, new relationship opportunities too that could change our life as an example. So here we are, bringing us to the action of today, and I think this one is pretty appropriate, which is thinking through this. I wanted to recommend as an action here to evaluate your current investments, or just simply your current projects that you're spending your time in as an example. You know, your time is an investment. It's the only non-replenishable asset, thing that we have, resource really. And so places that you're putting your energy, are you receiving asymmetric returns based on what you're putting in? What are you getting back? And or do you have leverage in those areas? And I've talked about leverage before. This is a concept that I picked up reading about from Naval Ravikant. But again, just talking about leverage, you know, less one unit of effort in, are you able to get 5 or 6 or 7 back as well? And that's leverages asymmetric returns all on its own, right? But do you stand to gain much more than based on what you could potentially lose, or at least have on your downside mitigated? And why? Why look at these things? I think we have to continuously reflect, right, at what we're doing. And this is one of those areas where we want to get the highest ROE or highest ROI. And by looking at what you've already done, you're in areas of your life where you're much closer, you can learn from the decisions that you've made. Do you know why you have or have not made certain decisions? And were they on a case-by-case basis where each
decision was a little bit different, or did you have a method or a process in how you can evaluate your investments? If it's sounding a lot like we should have good criteria and a process by which to vet those, and maybe even have that question of, you know, will this yield me a one to five or 5x back? Then that's absolutely right. And it's the same thing, just going back and looking at what did we already do. And the point is that so the next time you're considering making an investment with capital or with your own time, you can ask yourself the questions of, am I getting asymmetric returns for what I'm putting in, and am I getting it back? And how certain am I that I will make that I've invested? Do I understand the downside and everything that you know about it? Can I live with that? Bringing us to the quote of the day. Quote of the day is this, is that I believe we are the best place in the world to fail. We have plenty of practice, and failure and invention are inseparable twins. To invent, you have to experiment. And if you know in advance that it is going to work, it is not an experiment. And that is Jeff Bezos from an interview he did. And the reason why I love this one in particular is that this quote highlights the connection between experimentation and failure. Bezos views failure as a natural part of innovation process and encourages taking risks and learning from those mistakes. And this quote, like I talked about a couple times already, is that we don't have to be right all the time. Obviously, we'd like to be right more often, especially when going into investments. But if we have those opportunities, those vehicles where we can have asymmetric returns, then it is almost similar to experimenting, because we don't know it's going to work every time, but we're going to go and have the most repeatable process, the most scientific ways that we can to look for these vehicles, which will get us those higher returns and do the best that we can through the processes, through the people that we get to know, like, and trust, et cetera, et cetera. So as a reminder, it doesn't mean that we have to take a lot of risk because it's asymmetric, but we do have to do the best we can to vet those and pick the right opportunity vehicles. So that was the quick talk and quick lesson for today. If this helped you, please leave a review wherever you are listening, whether that's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or just a simple comment here on YouTube. Would appreciate that too. More reviews means I can continue to approach bigger and bigger guests to come on the show to provide you value. You can reach out to me at TheRealArita, or that's on Instagram, or email me at Steven@aritacapital.com with any questions or topics that you'd like to hear about too. You know, I've been meeting and scheduling a lot of guests that I'm quite excited to bring to you. These are from some of the different masterminds I'm in. Just taking some time to get traction and going there, but I've got like 40 plus in the pipelines right now. So it's going to be really cool. I'm excited for it. All right. So thank you for joining me on another episode of Path to Passive, and I will see you next time. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Path to Passive. We love connecting with our listeners and those on the path to architecting their wealth and improving their lives. Feel free to let us know what topics you'd like to see in future episodes. Get in touch with us through email or Instagram. See you next week for a new episode.